Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.
Hello and welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Business Radio X On Location. Thank you for joining us. I'm Ryan McPherson and we are in Nashville and we're going to be talking to some National Association of Women Business Owners here in Nashville. They have a big event tomorrow out at the Women's Club of Nashville, so we're looking forward to that. But today we are broadcasting here at the headquarters of Crayons and Marketers LLC, right here in Nashville. So looking forward to talking to entrepreneurs, talking about business, talking about the culture and the city of Nashville as a whole. So thank you so much for joining us, listeners. All right, it's my distinct pleasure to welcome to the Business Radio X On Location studio at this time, Mrs. Maggie Fincher. How you doing, Maggie?
I'm good. How are you?
I am excellent. And you are with a company called The Red Tablecloth.
The Red Tablecloth, yes.
Yeah, tell us about that, please.
So The Red Tablecloth, I'm actually the only one with The Red Tablecloth, but it started out as a class project and it's just kind of formed from there. But the Red Tablecloth is an online platform that connects chefs to people that want to have in-home dining experiences. So I guess the best way to think of it is an Airbnb, mm-hmm. except for the asset is the chef and the experience of a chef coming to your home and cooking you and your dinner party or dinner for two, a unique and interactive experience.
Right. So chef comes to your location and do you get to pick the menu as well?
You know, the chef actually will upload different options for different days at their convenience. And then as the customer, you can log on and see what chefs have posted what menus and then choose from there.
Like, so you can choose your chef and then choose your menu.
Exactly.
Pick your date and time, number of people, could be two, could be 20.
Or- yeah. Right now I'm probably going to keep it around 15 just to keep that intimate setting, but it's basically just an online platform, just like Uber or Airbnb.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's the same model.
Yeah, I imagine with a lot of businesses that got started, it was because they felt a need. What was the reason for you to start this business?
Well, I definitely think I have the gift of hospitality. So I started looking at a lot of the restaurants here in Nashville, and it seemed like one of the biggest problems was that customers were feeling like they were just a number. And, you know, these restaurants are very nice. And so I started looking at ways that they could create a better relationship with their customers. And so the original idea was that the experiences would happen within the restaurant.
Okay.
But after some discussions, I found that that wouldn't work, but that this was a great solution to that problem.
But then you had the idea, right? A good solution. But then bringing that solution to market, I think, is the hard part of that, the challenge. What were some of those early challenges you experienced in getting people to know about the Red Tablecloth?
Well, I'm still definitely in the developmental stage. Right. Right now, what I'm mainly focusing on is talking to chefs and talking to restaurant owners and figuring out exactly what they are looking for and really honing in on what is the pain and like what are the incentives for them and like what they are really wanting. And then also, of course, talking to customers and figuring out also what their wants and needs are. So that's definitely the stage I'm in now. But
Well, that's good. Yeah, listening to the consumer, figure out what they want and what they need, and putting a plan together to satisfy that is the first step in, in a successful business. So, so listeners, you can go to theredtablecloth.com to check out their website. You can also follow them on Twitter at The Red Tablecloth. Why the name Red Tablecloth?
You know, I just had this vision of people going into these restaurants and all the tables looking the exact same, except for one table that had a red tablecloth draped on it. Hmm. And like, hopefully the experience of seeing that red tablecloth, it just like radiates exclusivity and like a special experience. And then if they started seeing it around town at different places, they would immediately identify the Red Tablecloth with that exclusive service and specialty dinner.
Yeah, VIP, Red Tablecloth. That's a seat is reserved for you. But if you're having it at your own home, you couldn't even imagine a more relaxed atmosphere
than
your own kitchen table. Does the chef bring all the cooking supplies too, or do you have to provide those?
You know, there will definitely be like a thing online that will show customers like the basics that they'll need in their house, but it'll be things that are found in very like like most everyone's kitchen.
Well, I have very few cooking supplies in my kitchen. I don't cook a lot. Yeah. So I mean, I would love the opportunity to invite a chef in to cook a gourmet meal for me and my friends, but I don't have the pots and pans.
So most of the preparation will actually happen within a commercial kitchen. And then the chef will come to the home and kind of spruce the meal up a bit and also like interact with the guests and explain, you know, how they cooked it and mm-hmm. why they paired it with different dishes and things like that. So most of the dishes will be prepared beforehand, and then the presentation will happen at the home.
That's very good to know. So you get to know your chef, you get to know your menu, get to know the items you need before you invite them over to your house to wow all your friends and family with a wonderful meal. And all this was developed, Maggie Fincher over there at, she's in school at Belmont University here at Nashville. So you're a senior, correct?
I'm a senior entrepreneurship major.
Wow. So you're a student and an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Do you have more entrepreneurial kind of irons in the fire, or was this your first venture into a business?
In one class, I actually worked on a boutique hotel, mm-hmm. but this is definitely the one that I've developed the most, for sure.
And you mentioned it because you're passionate about hospitality.
Yes.
That's for the main reason that you love it. But you're not actually doing any of the hosting or, you know, a dinner party. You're connecting people. So really, you're a connector of folks.
Course.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, so you have the website, you have the Twitter handle. How is business finding you these days?
Well, right now it's just word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
I reach out to one chef, get an introduction, and then from there ask them for more recommendations on other chefs that they think would be interested in that. And then from there, it's just kind of treed out, I guess you could say.
And then how do you determine what the price will be for the consumer?
That's a great question. So since I am an entrepreneurship major, luckily I get to work on this in class. So that's one of the things I really worked on last semester was figuring out a price point. One of the ways I did that was obviously like a customer survey for potential customers in like the very targeted specific demographic. And from there found out like what they're most interested in, and of course found out like what they would pay for a service like this.
Okay.
So that's kind of
how. So you did some market research.
Of course,
And so what does it cost?
Well, right now it's actually a tiered pricing model, I guess. So the first tier, I actually don't remember. That's probably really bad.
Check out the website, the Red Table
Cloth. Well, it hasn't officially launched yet.
Okay.
So,
you can follow her on Facebook then at facebook.com/TheRedTableClothNashville.
Yeah. So the website is up, but none of the pricing is on the website yet. But it will be a tiered. So obviously, like the first tier will be like, I don't want to say basic, but like a more basic than the third tier. So the meal will increase as you go up in tiers.
Oh, that's great.
Like food costs and things like that.
Oh, well, that's good to know. So yeah, it's affordable, it's convenient, and most of all, it's an experience you get to have in your own home, tasting good foods, meeting good friends, and having a catered chef come to your house, mm-hmm. essentially. So so looking forward to 2016, I guess you're going to be finishing school, and what are some of the other goals you have for the business?
Yes, the goals I have for this business, one is to conduct some of these experiments. You know, I want to actually have a dinner experience with a chef, and I have a few chefs that have already agreed to do that, and a group of people that would be more than happy to have a chef cook for them. So, and just to study the process and kind of work out some of the kinks. Second goal is to officially launch the website.
Okay.
So the website will be very interactive because, of course, there'll be two different types of users. There'll be chefs and just customers. Mm-hmm. So the website is going to be a huge undertaking. But so those are kind of the two main things. And then, of course, just start ramping up marketing.
Right. Are you looking for funding at this time?
At this time, I mean, right now, the way I've approached it is I'm hoping to get someone who will build a website for equity.
Okay.
Because one, I would love to have that like tech partner relationship. It's more about just like sustaining the business rather than like me trying to do it all on my own. Like I know that I'm not a tech person. So like for me, I would much rather have someone that's willing to do it for equity rather than just like giving me
cash. Yeah, that's something we hear time and time again here on the Business Radio X Network from entrepreneurs is leverage those friends and like-minded individuals who have specialties in those areas that you're not such an expert
exactly.
in. And form a good team around you, as no one can be successful on their own. So having that good team is so important. Any advice you may give to a young entrepreneur who's just thinking about starting a business from your perspective, who's kind of still working on, you know, developing the business, but has, you know, made some great progress already. What are some of those early advice you would give that entrepreneur?
Definitely to create relationships. That's one of the main things that's helped me. And I'm blessed to be at Belmont, where there are so many different people who are wanting to help, and I have wonderful professors. But if you don't reach out to them and create a relationship, then they don't know that you need help. So it's connecting with your professors, connecting with your fellow students, and even going to events. Like the EC here in town has tons of events, and it is intimidating for students to go there, or even like, you know, people just starting out in their business. It is intimidating, but my advice would be just to go, because those people there have been in your shoes before, if not now. So get out and network, and definitely like nurture those relationships.
That's good. Has there been a mentor or anyone along the way that's really helped you, somebody you go to for business advice?
Well, I would say I probably have two. So Dr. Jeff Cornwall at Belmont and Jose Gonzalez at Belmont have been a tremendous help. And I mean, even obviously in the class, they're a big help, but even outside of the class, I can walk into either their office at any point and ask for advice. And they've already been down this road. So it's a huge help. A lot of alum still go to them and ask for help. So, and Dr. Cornwall's actually started the Entrepreneurial Mind, which is basically like his mind online.
Okay.
So that people can go there and like get advice from him, because it is so many people are still coming back to him asking for help.
Yeah,
so,
that's good. And as we mentioned just a minute ago, you cannot do it alone. And certainly having those mentors and sponsors really help. So let's turn the conversation here a little bit about to NABO Nashville. Are you involved with the organization?
Yes, I am. This year, they asked me to be the student member. And that was really exciting. I actually work at Belmont in the Center for Entrepreneurship. And the lady that I work with there, Elizabeth, she mentioned that they were looking for a student to join. And I was just so excited. And they've just taken me in under their wing. And I feel like one of them. And it's been great.
So you've been a part of it for about a year now.
Since August.
Since August. Mm-hmm. And you've attended some events and been you know, networking with other ladies in the Nashville area. So it's been nothing but a benefit for you, right?
It has. It's been great. It's been really good.
And so you see yourself continuing the relationship after you're a student and you get on into your full-time business career?
Definitely. It's definitely proven its value to me. And the women are also like accepting, and everyone's wanting to help each other. So, I mean, it takes a village to start a business, and NABO is definitely a positive village.
Yeah, no, we're looking forward to that. We're going to be out there tomorrow broadcasting from the Women's Club of Nashville from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. tomorrow, interviewing some great entrepreneurs and guest speakers out there for sure. So a couple more questions about entrepreneurship and some of the things you may have advice for some of the listeners as well. When it comes to working on your business or working in the business, you know, they say there's two different things. So is there a time that you dedicate each day to working on the business and then you have Maggie time afterwards? Or are you just 24/7 all about your business?
One of the blessings and curses about starting your own business is that it is hard to like turn off. But I just find it best to just, you know, if you get an email that you need to answer the email and then do something fun. Oh. Like definitely like alternate.
Don't procrastinate.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Get the work done, enjoy it, but also take some time off. So what do you like to do when you're not out there starting businesses? What are some of the things you do for inspiration or motivation?
Definitely be outdoors, hiking. Okay. Nashville has so many parks to go and hike. Yeah. And that's probably my biggest clear your head.
Well, there you heard it, listeners. You can find Maggie out there hiking on the trails or in school over there at Belmont University or behind her desk working on the Red Tablecloth, which is a place to connect chefs with people who want to have dining experiences in the comfort of their own home. Chefs can go on there and create profiles, or you as a user can go on there and search for a chef and a menu type.
Yes.
Maybe I'm having a Latin themed party and I want to have a Latin food to come in, and you can find a chef whose particular specialty is about that. Or maybe I just want chicken and mashed potatoes or something. So that's great. So look forward to many great things from you and the business in 2016. If we can help you here at Business Radio X, amplify your message or connect you with other business owners, please let us know. Mm-hmm. We'd be happy to do so.
Thank you.
All right. And listeners, make sure you are connected with us on Twitter at Business Radio X. And also, you can follow me personally on Twitter at Ryan Redhawk. Until next time, on behalf of Stone, Payton, and Lee Cantor, I'm Ryan McPherson. We will see you on the radio.